Unarguably, feet are not the most beautiful part of the human anatomy. Humans have evolved from walking on all fours to walking on 2 feet, and our feet have been barking at us ever since. They're so integral to our health and well-being that anything from an ingrown toenail to an old war injury can put a cramp in our style. Among all of our body parts, they are, or they may be, the most frequently used and the most frequently taken for granted. Back in the day, foot washing wasn't exactly a pedicure. It was a necessity. People who wore only sandal-like footwear and got around only by foot, unless they were lucky enough to have a donkey to ride on, they needed their feet washed when they entered a home. You can imagine under these conditions that foot washing might not be the most desirable job on the block. Indeed, it was left for the lowliest of servants. We're fortunate enough to have closed-toed shoes and cars to drive around in. And yet it can still be a dirty job to take care of one's feet, however vital it may be to do so. So here we are on Maundy Thursday. That word, Maundy, comes from the old Latin word mandatum, which is the word from which we get mandate. Pardon me. Maundy Thursday is the day when we commemorate the mandate we have received from Jesus to eat this bread and drink this cup. So why is John talking about foot washing? And why does he not mention bread and wine at all? It's curious what John does with this story. This passage comes at the start of a long section. Beginning with verse 12, Jesus will be talking straight through for the better part of 5 chapters. The disciples can hardly get a word in edgewise. It's as if he wants to get everything out before he's crucified. There's no mention in this passage of bread or wine. In fact, we're told that this episode took place before the Passover, so that the Seder meal wouldn't even have started yet. If we believe John's version of this gospel, of this story in his gospel, then Jesus never even got to the meal with his disciples. Why is that? Well, maybe John was trying to tell us that we can't turn to the table until we first turn to one another. The new commandment, the mandate that Jesus gives us this night is to love one another as we have been loved. To love one another as we have been loved. And if we so love one another, we won't give a second thought, a first thought even, to serve our brothers and our sisters in even the lowliest of ways, on our knees, washing feet. We can't turn to the table until we turn to one another. Another way to talk about this is to remember the horizontal relationship we have with God, as well as the vertical one. Many of us are prone to think that if we have a relationship between ourselves and God, that's all we need to do. Then there are others who find their joy so much in service to others that the one-to-one relationship with God goes waning. The truth is, you can't fully have one without the other. The mandate of Maundy Thursday is to nurture our vertical relationship with God and to express that love in horizontal service to others, through the church, through the world. We find our strength to serve others as we gather around this table. And gathering around this table is what enables us to go out in love and serve with joy. So let's gather now. And let's wash and be washed.